Freak Flexibility, a warning. What's up, guys? Welcome to MMA Chat with Marty. And today I wanted to talk about extreme flexibility and what that means for you as far as your body, your safety, and maximizing your performance. Whether you have extreme flexibility, you want to develop extreme flexibility, or you want to know how to deal with those pesky guys that have extreme flexibility and are pulling off all these cool rubber guard moves like Dead Orchard and The Sorcerer and all sorts of other crazy 10th planet lingo stuff. So every once in a while, I would imagine it's fairly regular, but every once in a while somebody's just born with extreme flexibility, just being able to put both feet behind their head like it's nothing at the same time, and some people keep it, you know. Like I was one of these freaks, one of these weirdos that was born with extreme flexibility. And I mean, I can even as recently as a few years ago, I haven't tried this in a while, but I was able to put myself in a triangle choke with my legs, and I was having the conversation with my wife the other day about just how much of a blessing and a curse this is, because it's really awesome whenever to use as far as grappling goes, because you know people hate rolling with me because they never can tell when a foot's going to come out of nowhere, and they thought it was my hand, but really it was my foot, and then it's just, everybody says I cheat all the time. You know, I'm that guy. Just full disclosure, I'm that guy. And it is awesome to use, but at the same time, if you rely on it too much as a crutch, it can be very detrimental. A lot of people, you know, up to this point, I've really talked about people that are lacking flexibility, are a bit too tight for their own good, and how flexibility and balance training can really help. And for a long time, I thought mistakenly that since I was so flexible in such an extreme way, that stretching wasn't something that I really needed to focus on. I kept my flexibility, and I really feel like a lot of people, maybe yourself, you were really flexible whenever you were younger, but then, you know, you went to school, you sat down for a while, after high school, maybe you stopped playing sports for a little bit. Maybe you were an athlete through college, but at some point you kind of stopped, and then your muscles tightened up on you, and then there went the flexibility that you did have. It might not have been extreme, but you did have a degree of flexibility that you no longer have. Or, and that even happened to me, but because I trained martial arts growing up as a teenager, I kept a whole lot of it. I did lose quite a bit of flexibility whenever I was 100 pounds overweight, but not as much as you would think. I still kept it, and as soon as the weight and excess pressure came off my joints, it was just like it came back. So, and you might be like, well, why are you even doing this? How do you even understand this if it comes so naturally, so easy for you? I will tell you that whenever I had ACL reconstruction, all that went away, and I had to get it back. Now, I'm certain that I had a clear advantage on getting it back because I had felt what it was like. Once your body feels what something is like, it's hard for it to forget, especially if it's done it for a long time. So, back whenever I first started training jiu-jitsu, I've never been somebody that was just, like, incredibly strong by any stretch. I especially didn't have weight room strength. If you were ever looking for this guy to put up impressive numbers on squat or bench press, you were going to be very, very disappointed. But somehow, I was always, people would always comment on how strong I was whenever I'd get into like a grappling or a wrestling sort of situation. But it certainly didn't feel that way to me, and my flexibility really helped. It helped me involve the legs in places where legs usually would not be a factor, usually wouldn't be involved. So whenever I first started training jiu-jitsu, it was very smash pass heavy. There was not a whole lot of emphasis on attacking and staying from guard, although there was some. And I'm just talking like the overarching philosophy of the school was like, you know, guard sucks. It's just a neutralizer in grappling, but if punches are involved, you're not doing great. So try not to hang out in guard any longer than you have to. But for sure, if you're going to be there, be dynamic and attack. So, I always struggled with the top part of the game, the being able to hold down somebody. I did not come from a wrestling background, and it took me a while to develop the top game. The game from the bottom came along much faster because I was able to utilize my legs in a way that most people could not. So very quickly, I gravitated towards rubber guard. Rubber guard was one of those things where it just seemed like, this is what I'm supposed to do. I can put my foot by my face at any given moment. Standing, sitting, laying, doesn't matter. I can throw my foot up there. And then, of course, with that hook, You can do a lot of things, create a lot of leverage, and have a lot of strength because it's your legs, not your arms, that is controlling the action, controlling the pace. So it sounds wonderful until your flexibility becomes your downfall. First, I would say that, you know, I started using it as a crutch. I would rely on my extreme flexibility to get out of spots because I got to tell you, you don't necessarily need to have extreme freak flexibility to play a rubber guard if you're doing it right. But you can get away with some poor technique if you're extremely flexible from time to time. And so that's what I did. And it really came back to bite me because there was one thing I wasn't really noticing at the time, and I definitely wasn't paying attention to, is like, where was the flexibility coming from? You see, your hips are where the main flexibility was coming from. And while my hips were rather flexible and open, there would be times where I would rely on my lower back for some of the room. Whenever I was recovering from ACL surgery, the physical therapist told me, he's like, your ligaments are so long and stretchy that there's a good chance that you're going to have problems after this is over, unless you do something, you know, stop relying on it so much. So I, you know, corroborated with some members of my family. They're like, yep, we've always had long, loose ligaments, a little bit too stretchy, and the SI joint, the sacroiliac joint in the lower back and pelvic region has never been right just throughout our bloodline. And while you also may be predisposed to something through genetics, it doesn't mean that it puts you in a cage. And it took me a long time to figure that out. So none of these things really became apparent to me until after I blew my ACL and I was trying to recover and get back. And my first thought was like, I have to get my flexibility back. That's the only thing that saves me. It's not strength. I was doing a lot of studying on technique. And I was trying to figure out the right way to do things and not rely on it so much. But it was like my first, got to get that flexibility back. So I did. And then I just started to feel the fallout elsewhere. My hips, my lower back, shoulders even, neck. And I haven't done this in a very long time for the record, but I used to be one of those guys that you could put in a Kimura, a double wrist lock, and just crank on it, and I'd look and smile at you and wait for you to get tired. And so there came a point in time where I stopped doing that because I realized what was actually happening and the stress that was being put on the joint. And even though I could handle it, it was one of those things that shouldn't let that happen. So what is the actual thing here? Because a lot of people, it's you gotta get more flexible in order to do these moves. You're usually pretty good on strength, but what about the people that are great on flexibility and not so good on strength? And it's not a total body strength, it's a very isolated strength that of course originates from the core. So it's a matter of getting in the right position and having the core balance and strength to maintain your spine as you move the other joints around it. So that's exactly what I did. I started focusing on the correct way to not only tie the core together and use them in the right proportions, but I stopped relying on that extreme flexibility. There was a time to where I wouldn't even play rubber guard anymore for a couple of reasons. Number one, eventually people are like, he plays rubber guard, he's good at it, never go in there. The best thing to do is just not get in there. So that was a big factor in it too. And once people started doing that, the evolution of my own personal game sort of went towards, all right, let's sweep them, let's get on top, let's do everything else. And so it was through that time where I really started focusing on perfect technique as much as I could and keeping my spine, especially my lower back, aligned while I was doing that. Because I found out along the way that just because you're extremely flexible doesn't mean that, number one, injuries don't happen, and number two, the same things, the same sort of muscle imbalances that are happening with people who are tighter, who are less flexible, are still happening to the ones that have freak flexibility, although it's at a much deeper level, smaller moving parts, I would say. And the building up the musculature is where the real meat of the issue is, because whenever you stretch in any sort of way, whether it's foam rolling or it's a static stretch or a dynamic stretch, whenever you're stretching a muscle, you're telling it to stop. So if you're stretching the wrong muscles, the ones that should be coming in and stabilizing your spine or other joint, then you're being counterproductive. And so if you're somebody who is dealing with one of these freaks, I would say, and they're just able to literally slither their way out of certain situations because of their flexibility, whenever they're doing this, they're also losing power somewhere else. And if you can capitalize on the moment where they could be borrowing flexibility from somewhere besides their hips, then that's how to effectively deal with these guys. So if you are somebody that has freak flexibility and you're starting to experience some of the fallout from that, it's still very important. And I mean, just I want to say it's urgent that you change it, but it's very important that you change your trajectory now before it backfires spectacularly. And if it already has, then that might be why you're already here. Just know that you can come back from it, and it's a matter of correcting these muscle imbalances that put you into these survival mode stances that I've talked about before. And it's kind of like show Loki, the Disney show Loki, with all the variants, and it's, you have all these possible outcomes, who you could be if things went a certain different way. And I can remember, for me personally, just thinking of like the weaker version of myself. So like, I was extremely flexible, I could do all this stuff, but there were these same postural distortions that happen to people who are way too tight, way too strong in the wrong way too. And I was just, you know, even though I have the extreme flexibility, I'm still always stretching something, and it makes somebody, it normally makes people uncomfortable when I do it, but that's literally like the internal fight manifesting itself on the outside. I'm stretching my way into a stance, a posture of dominance all the time, because my muscle memory is always trying to drag me, or is always trying to drag you back to where you were. And that can have profound effects all the way around. So that's it. I just wanted to touch on extreme flexibility right quick and get going. If you are somebody who either has freak flexibility and you're starting to develop these aches and pains, or if you're somebody who would like to develop the flexibility to be able to pull off some of these moves, go to mixedmuscleactivation.com to find out more. And I'll see you guys